From Chapter 1 of Christmas Karma. Willa Nowicki did not think she was a bad mother, nor did she think she was an ungrateful or inattentive daughter. But she was afraid you would think so. Not necessarily you personally, but anyone who didn't know her and attended to her story. If you learned just the facts and not the mitigating circumstances, she worried you might judge her harshly. And although she seriously doubted there could be anything like an afterlife, if it turned out that she would indeed be judged there, she was worried it might not go well for her. But she's not telling her story here. I am. And who am I? That's difficult to explain, but no need to be coy. I live, or rather I exist, in that next life. It's not what people think of as heaven so much as a place in between. Now, I'm no angel. I certainly wasn't when I lived as you do. But that notion is close enough. You might say, as an adult might explain to a curious child, that I'm Willa's guardian angel. To someone who takes a more earthly view, I'd say, I'm her sage self, a wiser part of her that lives in the future in another dimension, but witnesses and participates in the here and now. Here being Pasadena, and now being the advent of a Christmas season in the second decade of the 21st century. Oh, and to be clear, just because I describe my situation as in between, I don't mean to imply, much less promise, the existence of a heaven. Like you, I haven't been there, and I have no more information than you do about it. You might, however, take as evidence, as I do, that the reality of my influence on the earth plane is a strong suggestion that there is at least one other dimension besides yours. That is, the one I'm in. The crucial question, I suppose, is whether there exist other dimensions, which neither of us has yet experienced. No need to get technical here, but I don't have much in the way of supernatural powers. However, from my dimension I can observe, see through walls even. I can read thoughts, not just Willis, as if they were spoken. I can glimpse more of the future than you're able to guess, but not much more. And I can mind the past in meticulous detail. But since I don't have a body on the physical plane, I can't take action. I can't move so much as a saucer under a teacup. The most I can do is advise. And much of the time my advice is either not heard or is ignored. Quite often it's misinterpreted. Then there's a mess I must try to get a living human like you to help me clean up. Another way you might think of me, I'm Willa's karma administrator. Who gave me that job? Hey, enough with the questions. You should get it already. I'm not all-knowing. And who are you? Honestly, I've no idea. As I write this, or rather as I advise the author to write this, I can't predict who, if anyone, will pick it up and invest the necessary attention span. But I do know, if you continue to read, it's because you are drawn here at a particular time in your own earthly life, at precisely the point at which something contained in these pages will prove valuable to you. Or perhaps just amusing. Mind you, I'm not making claims or promises here. I can't tell you what that engaging tidbit will be. You will be the one to discover it, and it may have value only to you. You might not even know you found it, until sometime later when you find it of use. Someone else might take in the same words, ignore or miss the gist, and put the book down. And to that I say, so much the worse for you if you can't take a joke.